Okay, if we've finished with that, then we can retake up. Really, starting an evaluation, it would be good to know what each person felt of the time here, well spent, what didn't work, what could be better. It's okay to be constructive criticism, and what did work, so we can use that among ourselves as well. Thanks.
I want to say that I come from a practitioner background, and I did find the workshop to be enormously helpful. I would just mention that the quality of the research speaks for itself, and we're trying to think about kind of the workshop methodology, I guess, or the conference methodology. I did think it was very successful that we were able to establish communication that built on trust, interest, common interest, a really great environment. It was great to also have the moment of the small groups, and I think it's pretty common. One likes those. Maybe those we could think more about that in the future. Interesting, too. For me, it was an enormous opportunity that I value a lot to be in a world context, a global vision that's not frequent in this part of the world, I think, and so that's really to be recommended. Imagine that there will be energy in this region to continue working together. I hope that the global can continue, and certainly hope that the other regions might. And I guess I would end with an observation that when we did get to the policy side, I think we all recognize that that's probably food for thought and for the focus of the follow-up, that we're really just beginning, and one sees that's an area that has to be fleshed out a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. On my part, the workshop was very helpful and insightful, hearing from different experience in different parts of the world. And I think that was very important. And now it's good that we are not just going to end here, but we have plans for the future, collaborating, coming up with products that will help, like the book, that will help in terms of policy, in terms of future programs. And also it was good for us to really go out and have an interaction with some of the migrants, you know, sharing with them their experiences and so forth. But the only thing which I think should have happened was for each group to have one person just to summarize what happened yesterday. Now I don't know what the other group experienced, but I think they had a wonderful experience, just like what we had. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, academically, right, this is a great opportunity for me to learn and to share with you all, because as I said, I'm not quite knowledgeable about this region, so I have learned a lot, not in terms of migration, poverty, and natural resource management, but also the social and cultural aspects, dimensions of the people here in this region. And I found some commonalities in my learning. For example, the history of war, internal conflicts in relation to migration, the loneliness of, you know, left behind elders, parents left behind by their migrating children, etc. So I have learned commonalities and various interesting things. And I just came up an idea of, I don't know if it's feasible or not, of looking at the situations of various migrants in one country. For example, in the U.S., you know, you have Cambodians, you have El Salvadorians, you have other people migrating to live and work there. So according to my knowledge, little, you know, we know about the various migrants from different countries living and working in one, particularly how they work, or if they, you know, they socialize or collaborate or help each other in that destination country. So this is maybe a point for future study. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks very much. I think this was a really great opportunity for us coming from Africa, sharing experiences with Central and Latin America. I think it's really a great opportunity, and it shows that the world is really coming closer together, because these places are very far apart. And then I heard SOFEXA, which is an impact-oriented consortium of various partners, and I take it that this networking here broadens that kind of scope, and that as we have been discussing on a very topical issue, I very much liked the idea that we are talking of the real issues, the very issues that affect people daily, and that's what I have a passion for. So I found this meeting very fitting, and I would want to acknowledge that for the Ford Foundation and IDRC to identify this as a topical issue for discussion and support it, I think I would want to really firmly acknowledge them for that. Thanks very much.
Well, I want to thank everybody who came also. I found this one of the most interesting conferences I've been to, because it was so international and so thematically complex. So in this sense, it was also one of the most conferences with the most committed minds and hearts that I've been to in quite some time. So I had a wonderful time and thought it was intellectually extremely interesting and stimulating and heartbreaking also in another way. What I feel was a little problematic is we still don't know about the climate change. That is, the big questions about nature and climate still remain interrogations. And they're coming whether we figured them out or not. So get cracking. I don't quite mean it in that vicious way, but it rather in a sense of recognizing that the challenges about natural resources are going to remain really complicated, and the weather's changing. I understand this is the dry season?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just checking.
I will share with you one of my usual concerns. I mean, every time you finish a research, you finish a paper, you finish a chapter, you question yourself. And you say, we always talk about understanding and understanding. Is this understanding for us? Is it for the local communities? Is it for the policymakers? And at the end of the day, in addition to this understanding, what are we doing in terms of impact for those communities and impact on policymakers? So for me, this will improve, of course, our CVs, to have chapters, to have the journal papers and so on. But the real impact, what are we doing in terms of poverty? What are we doing to improve the lives of the migrants? What are we doing to improve rural development? Also in general, in relation to migration, natural resource management, livelihoods, and all this. Most of the time I feel shy. I mean, when I like doing field work, I'm a field person, and when you are in front of farmers and you know, questioning like what Prisma has said last time, and sometimes they don't ask you questions, they don't ask you why you are here, but this doesn't mean they don't have questions about this. They have their own questions. And I always feel guilty that I need to bring those results. I need to do something. I need to explain why I'm there. So for me, I mean, the book we will produce, I'm sure it will be a successful book, but thinking beyond this, asking ourselves, if a policymaker has a copy of this book, what are they going to get from it? Are they going to read these long chapters or not? Do we need to produce, in addition, something like briefs that these people can quickly catch the main messages out of the different case studies and the rich case studies that have been presented, and do something about it? So these are my concern about the result of a workshop. Of course, in addition to the fact that I have benefited enormously from the experiences of everybody here in the room, and of course hearing from other experiences from the other part of the world is always rewarding. In addition to that, oftentimes when we work in research centers, we are like isolated in one topic, like gender or migration is one or maximum two people working on that. And what is rewarding about this workshop, you find people who have the same interests and who have worked on the same topic for 2-3 years, which is really an experience that will give you an add value, whatever is the amount of add value that you can get. So I would thank every and each person here in this room, because I have learned from every one of you, either in the coffee breaks or in the room or even walking towards the restaurant. It was really rewarding. Thank you very, very, very much.
Okay. Before I came here, I thought we were only three working on this topic of migration, of course, gender, and natural resource management in the world. But when I did, honestly, that's Jejingwa, my co-author, who unfortunately was not here, and a colleague, a human geographer sitting in the UK. But after coming here, I'm very, very happy to find out that other people are, of course, doing work in this area. But of course, I'm also a bit cheating, because I did a bit of a literature review some months ago, and there have been people, especially in Latin America, who have done work on this combined themes. But it's really gratifying, really sincerely gratifying, to see all this effort to problematize these themes, and as Malika had mentioned, perhaps to think beyond just research, but also making a difference. I certainly learned a lot from all the researches that were shared. I felt a little bit like what somebody said earlier, that there could have been more opportunity to talk about the field visit, because it opened my eyes to a lot of things, especially the efforts here in Nueva Concepción to actually, for an NGO together with government and the Catholic Church, to actually come up with a migration program collectively. I felt there were problems with it, but it was something that set me thinking about, okay, what are the things we can do? So I wish we could have taken that up a bit more. I also felt that within the discussions, largely there seemed to be a slant towards cross-border transnational migration, which is fine, but also the fact that people are moving internally somehow, and it's not only here, but there's always that tendency to discuss more transnational movements and less on internal ones. And thirdly, and perhaps this is part of my wish list, is we always tend to think of migrants moving to better places. But what if migrants move to vulnerable places? And I think here we can discuss issues of climate change, disaster, natural resource management, in a sense, more upfront. And that to me is a pathway that perhaps some of us here, and that's one of the things I had wanted to say with regards to this network, that migrants are often touted as the most vulnerable in a situation of disasters, in a situation of climate change, but I felt that is so much under research. We're still very much at the level of discussion of migrants moving to improve their lives in better places and their remittances, etc. What about those who are who experience even greater vulnerability after they move? So that said, I'd like to really, really thank everybody. It's been such a pleasure. I'm so gratified to see so many interested in these topics. And of course, I learned a lot, and I'd like to thank Prisma for this as well. Thank you. En español, pues estoy muy, muy encantada a conocer a todos vosotros. Y muchas gracias. Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you. My area of interest is